After many dry months, dry in the sense that there were little or no new CDs to share with you, the situation has now changed. As Anne Robinson used to say, this is the programme you cannot afford to miss. Apart from new recordings, a couple of requests that I'm more than happy to include, and two organists celebrating milestones in their years of entertaining us. But for starters, see if you can put a name to both the artist and this organ. The tune is the famous Marsh Lorraine, but as to the identity of the player and organ, I'll give you the answers to that later in the show. This next item, I suppose, could go under the heading of Where Are They Now? For in my research for a forthcoming video, I came across a 1986 LP made by Grosvenor Records at what was the 3J's Theatre Organ and Entertainment Centre in Gomersall. It features 12-year-old Peter Holt at the Compton organ, which originally came from the Gaumont Doncaster. Two contrasting tunes, Happy Together and an appropriate one for this time of the year, the Summer Samba. Thank you. Together, which is also the title of that deleted LP, followed by the Summer Samba, which is also known, of course, as So Nice, a 1964 bossa nova, later made famous by the Walter Wanderley Trio. So that was 12-year-old Peter Holt, holder of the titles for both Northern and ATOS Young Organist for 1985 and 86, as well as winning the Yamaha Electone Final while still a teenager. He holds a scholarship at the Leeds College of Music and Asheville College, Harrogate. Well, some years later, although the CD is not dated, I got a recording on the DMR label, which indicated in the interim period he transferred his affections to the Hammond organ. Peter Holt with Oliver Winder on drums. So, where is Peter Holt these days? Well, a quick check on the internet reveals that he now lives and works out of London and indicates that as well as being a musician and keyboard player, he's also an actor, having appeared on a number of television shows, including Top Gear and Channel 4's Big Breakfast Show. But to the best of my knowledge, the two extracts that I've just featured are his only commercial recordings. Right now, it's time to feature the first of the new releases to come my way. In previous programmes this year, I've played some recordings by Michael Sullivan, a pianist, organist and keyboard player who has been in the business for some 40 years now. In more recent times, he's begun to obtain bookings for organ clubs, but apart from which, his links include working for P&O, Swan Hellenic, BBC, ITV, Channel 4 and the Orient Express Company. His first CD is titled Light and Shade and has a suitably appropriate cover photo of him seated at the Yamaha Tyros 4, which together with a Yamaha CVP-505 are the instruments heard on the 15 tracks. I'll tell you a little bit more about it after we've heard Mike play two contrasting numbers. Firstly, A Threesome from the pen of George Gershwin, and that'll be followed by a number which I'm pretty certain has not been recorded by any other organist, the instantly recognisable theme from the television series Minder, starring George Cole and Dennis Waterman. But first, it's over to George Gershwin with a love theme medley.
Thank you.
Love Is Here to Stay, Love Walked In and Somebody Loves Me, all of course from the pen of George Gershwin. That was followed then by the Minder theme, and they were just two tracks from the new CD by Michael Sullivan. Other tracks include numbers made popular by Neil Sedaka, Stevie Wonder, Charles Aznavour, Antonio Carlos Jobim, Richard Carpenter, Errol Garner, and even someone who goes by the name of Johann Sebastian Bach. The full title rundown is already on the Organ First MSS webpages, and they have stocks of the CD too. Now, I know there are one or two very adventurous organ clubs out there, and if you consider yourself to be a member of one of them, why not have a look at Michael Sullivan's webpages, where you'll find links to those of his wife Elspeth, because together they put on a show of music and singing, everything from old-time music hall to classical, country and western, and tributes to the likes of Connie Francis and Brenda Lee. In order to survive, a lot of clubs are having to look at different ways of bringing in the numbers. And so, whether you book Michael Sullivan as a solo artist or with his wife Elspeth, you and your fellow organ club members would not be disappointed. That I can promise. I have telephone numbers and links if you care to get in touch with me. And now to a request from the Reverend Tony Newham, who indicates that Douglas Reeve at the Dome Brighton organ was the first organ and organist he ever saw and heard other than via broadcasts, and he asks if I can include something by Mr. Brighton, as he was sometimes referred to. As many organ enthusiasts know, Douglas was a regular broadcaster on the then BBC Light programme, but in later years he was still broadcasting, albeit on local BBC Radio Brighton. Now that was fine if you lived in the reception area, but further afield you were out of luck. A good friend of mine came up with a whole stack of recordings that he'd been able to preserve, which featured both organ and organist. So sit back and enjoy this short programme of music as we go back in time.
Thank you. this is Radio Brighton, and this is Douglas Reeve at the Organ of the Dome in Brighton. Thank you. for my final selection this morning, I'm going to play a group of tunes which I call my musical weather forecast. And I only hope that the predictions expressed in their titles will prove correct today.
Thank you.
This is Douglas Reeve signing off from the Organ of the Dome in Brighton and saying goodbye now. Goodbye.
Douglas Reeve at the Organ of the Dome, Brighton, who included in his programme today Pack Up Your Troubles, his signature tune, that was followed by the British Legion March, Colours of My Mind from the show Barnum, the Elephant Tango, and lastly, a musical weather forecast. And it was included at the special request of the Reverend Tony Newham. Now, right at the head of the show today, I played a brief snatch of The Marsh Lorraine, and I'll hazard a guess that some of you might have thought that too was Douglas Reeve and the Dome Brighton organ. Well, it wasn't. It was none other than John Mann, who many, and that includes yours truly, keeps that bright and brassy, instantly recognisable style of playing so very much alive. John constantly refuses to tell everyone what medication he's on that keeps him so active after 60 years of entertaining us. And if you believe what he says, this latest CD, he refers to it as his Brexit release. But working on that assumption, there could be more recordings from him before we ever get out of the EU ourselves. This latest one is called Theatre Organ Magic, and it's the first commercial recording to come out of the Paul Kerner Music Palace and featuring one of the most famous Christie organs ever built, the one that used to be in the former Regal Edmonton. It was actually the famous Sydney Torch 78 of Temptation, Rag and Orient Express that started me off collecting organ recordings back in the 50s. Well, this is, on the basis of this debut CD of the organ in its latest home, one of the most exciting-sounding cinema organ installations that I've heard for a long time. See if you agree, as John Mann plays two contrasting numbers. Firstly, the lovely Rhonda Rhapsody, composed by Mai Jones, in which John Mann uses the piano to good effect, and then giving a workout to the extensive Toy Counter ranks, Ron Goodwin's Messenger Boy. Thank you. Rhonda Rhapsody and Messenger Boy, and what a sound that is, and congratulations to all concerned for not only obtaining the organ, but clearly giving it a home in which it sounds very, very happy. John, how can you ever begin to think that that was your Brexit recording? You need to get back and do Volume 2, because I get the distinct impression that you were more than happy with the end result. The playing says it all. A full rundown of the tunes are listed in our web pages, but this one will not disappoint any of John's fans because it has everything from a 60s medley, swing time, light classics, and tributes to Ivor Novello and Vincent Yeomans. From here on, it's a chance to catch up on some more latest releases. In point of fact, there should be three more inclusions in the programme, but for various reasons, two have not yet arrived. They being a new one from resident organist Chris Barber at the Music Museum at Kew, but one that's been held up for some production delays, and a new one from John Kiffin, which is also delayed. So that leaves the third, which Organ First Radio listeners are about to hear an advanced track from the forthcoming one by one of the organ world's most popular personalities, artist, teacher and columnist, Penny Whedon. This track is so new that the CD has not yet got a title. Something else that is new is the organ that Penny has just purchased, the Yamaha ELC-02, which Penny has already christened Elsie. Actually, it's a baby Stagia 2 with a full specification, but it can be carted around in two light shoulder bags, plus a little folding stand. Now, personally, I'm not a fan of the Eurovision Song Contest and really had no idea who'd even won it. Perhaps I should get out more often. Anyway, Penny Whedon certainly took a shine to the winning number by Portuguese singer Salvador Sobral, a number written and composed by his sister with the title of Amar Pelos Dios, which, roughly translated into your actual English, seems to be Loving for Both of Us. As Penny indicates in her email to me, Eurovision numbers are a bit like Marmite, but as she was so blown away that a proper tune should win this year, she set about recording it. And here it is. Thank you. two for the price of one. The first broadcast sound of the ELC-02 Yamaha organ and an advance track from a forthcoming CD to be made by Penny Whedon. The tune there once again was Amar Pelas Dias, and that amassed 758 points for Portugal and gave the country its first ever win since the first entry in 1964 of the Eurovision Song Contest. And as soon as Penny's latest CD is ready, be assured that Organ First Radio listeners will be the first to hear another track from it. Hopefully, the other two aforementioned CDs by John Kiffin and Chris Barber will be with me in time for next month's edition. Time now for another request. This one comes from Peter Moore, who indicates that many years ago he had a recording by American organist Ralph Wolfe playing the Thomas Trianon model and wonders if I had it, and if so, could I include a track from it? Well, I do have it, and so, turning back the clock to 1978, here's Ralph Wolfe with Sweet Georgia Brown and Lover. Thank you. early Thomas organ there with Sweet Georgia Brown and Lover. And so there we are. Hope you've enjoyed the music, and do keep those requests coming in, because it does make a change from my choice of music each month. From yours truly, Alan Ashton. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.